Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of abstinence from this world, the virtues of sufficing a little, and the virtues of poverty. So yesterday we did a hadith with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that when he saw that how much people started getting involved in the dunya, in the world, then he mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he explained why did he mention about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because a person who's got real love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he'll be happy for himself what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy for himself. So one of the things he mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he saw people getting involved in the dunya, he said that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spending the day twisting and turning due to hunger. He could not even find poor quality dates to fill his stomach. We explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose a life of abstinence, he chose a life of simplicity, and he was the best example for us. And he also made dua for his own family, that they also live like this. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was nothing in my house in which any living creature could eat except a little barley which was stored on a shelf. I continued eating from it for quite some time, but when I weighed it, it got finished. Just barley on a shelf. That's all was in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Today's hadith also we'll see that what was the assets that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left when he passed away, to give us an idea that how much he chose a life of abstinence. As we explained, that the more a person's life's direction is akhirat, the more he has disinclination for the world, the more quicker he's going towards his destination. And the more he gets getting engrossed in the world, the more he's getting engrossed in the love of the world, then the more it'll take him off his direction and off course. So therefore the idea is to have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking us towards akhirat. So today we'll see the assets of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he left when he passed away. An Amr ibn al-Harith, أخي جويرية بنت الحارث أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنهما قال ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند موته دينارا ولا درهما ولا عبدا ولا أمة ولا شيئا إلا بغلته البيضاء التي كان يركبها وسلاحه ورضا جعلها لابن السبيل صدقة رواه البخاري. هذا الأمر بن حارث, the brother of جويرية بنت الحارث رضي الله تعالى عنها, the mother of the believers. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brother-in-law, how his wife, Rasulullah sallam's wife, our mother, Hazrat Juwayriya bint al-Harith radiallahu ta'ala anha, her brother is reporting this, Amr, the brother of Hazrat Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not leave behind any dinar. In other words, he didn't leave behind even one gold coin. He didn't leave behind one dirham, he didn't even leave behind one silver coin. He didn't leave behind any male slave, any female slave, nor anything other than his white mule which he used to ride. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ride a white mule. Generally, a horse was regarded as something that was very powerful. A horse is something that is still regarded as something that is very aesthetically pleasing. But it was the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would ride this white mule. There were other animals that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had during his lifetime. But here this hadith is explaining at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. So he didn't leave behind any dinar, any dirham, any male slave, any female slave, no anything other than his white mule which he used to ride. And then what else he left behind? He left his weapons of jihad, and a portion of land which he had given in charity for the travelers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this portion of land, and that too he had given it away in charity. We know that the land of Khaybar had come, the land of Fadak had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what he did and how he distributed it. He made it waqf for the travelers, and he divided the land of Khaybar into three portions. Two-thirds were for the benefit of the Muslims, whilst one-third was for the benefit of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The income from there that was generated was now given to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the year as a stipend. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life of simplicity, not a life of a king, no gold coin, no silver coin, no male slave, no female slave. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this donkey of his his white donkey that he would use. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his land, and that too we see how the land was divided, split for the believers, made waqaf. This was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would always choose his sahaba. He would see that what would bring happiness and comfort to his sahaba over himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his weapons of jihad. That was about it. Now we think to ourselves that how engrossed we get into this world, that sometimes even sorting our estate out becomes so difficult. Becomes so difficult because person's got assets in this country, he's got assets in that country, he's got investment here, he's got investment there. It becomes so difficult. But if we choose, there's nothing wrong with a person having assets. There's no harm. But it should not be such that he's so engrossed and so involved and to such an extent that completely the aim and objective of his dunya is lost. Rather, we start choosing a life of abstinence, cutting things down, simplifying things. So the day we leave the world also, it becomes very easy for everything to be sorted out smoothly, a smooth transition for those that are even handling our estate, a smooth transition for us leaving this world, and it will allow us to have our direction of life more correct by us getting less involved in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamu alaykum.